I know, but I'm just
recorded up to, you mean, max hour?
Yeah. And then whatever is usable out of that goes up.
Well, I don't do any editing.
I mean, you can cut out, like, the beginning.
I don't actually, I've never done it. I have no idea how to do it, so.
So, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can help me if you want.
Yeah. Okay, so, actually, I was curious, this might be kind of an intense one to start on, but I thought we could talk about bubs.
Yeah, that might be.
Three kind of, like, particular stories that are kind of iconic to me for him. One is when he let all the snakes and rabbits out of the cages from the neighbors.
I've only heard that from you. I don't even remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You told me about that a few times, but I don't remember it. Like, I think I can picture it, but I don't think I can. I don't think, I think I try to picture it.
Okay. How about when you ran away and he went with you? He, like, followed you.
Well, you just asked about the snakes and what do you know that happened?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I know that I have, like,
I don't remember it. I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
Well, the only part I know is what you just said.
So the three stories is the snakes and rabbits, part. The other one is when you ran away and he went with you.
Okay.
And then, there's, when he got kidnapped.
Ooh.
Are those those are kind of too dark, huh?
It's fine.
Actually, let's talk about something else I was curious about was kind of your take on Wrens.
Okay.
From when we were kids. That can get real dark, too, because I fucking hate
anything. Well, I don't even, off the top of my head, I'm just like, what would I say?
Well, what did you think about him?
Do you mean when we were young?
Yeah.
I think I hated him.
Did you?
I think so. I think I was jealous of him taking mom, getting the attention. Yeah. I think. I either thought he was a jerk or I was jealous of him. I'm not. It might have been a mix of those.
Okay.
I don't really remember super young. I remember in teenage years. I remember he worked on cars a lot. And I loved his Mustang.
Uh-huh.
That car was freaking cool.
The red one?
And that makes, remembering that car makes me remember hating him too. So, but I don't know why. I just didn't like him, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So my best guess is that I was jealous of him. I don't think I ever actually thought of it as jealousy, but maybe it was, you know?
Do you remember him and mom fighting?
Yeah, oh, yes. All the time. I mean, didn't they fight every day?
They fought a lot. I remember, like, when he would bust down, like, not bust down, he'd take the door off the hinges, but you'd lock them out.
I remember at least once or twice of that.
Okay. I don't know if that's where we kind of want to start. They're a little dark.
Well, what wouldn't be dark off the top of your head? Like, anything lately?
Oh, lately?
Lately, yeah, it's all darkness. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, well, that confirms that.
Okay, how about we talk about, I heard you talking, well, I was kind of, like, in and out of sleep, but I heard you talking on your stream about my job and why I left, and you weren't clear on certain things.
I always forget the name.
Oh,
always.
I wouldn't want to say the name anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just no problem. Because I don't want to get company. Sued.
Sued for what?
Being honest.
No, I mean, well, what are they going to get? They wouldn't sue a man. I'm telling you, we just show them our bank statements and be like, look, what are you going to sue?
There's nothing to
sue
for.
Yeah, good luck. Enjoy that.
You can't take my packs.
No, what the hell are we talking about?
Are you recording yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, everything's bad.
Everything is bad. Everything has always been bad. Everything will always be bad.
Yeah, there you go. That's the reality and not what you constantly try to hope for.
Yeah. Okay, I have, like, okay, this might be, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, no, go ahead.
A lot of the
stuff. Ow!
The main thing that I remember you for from when we were kids was stealing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember when we lived on Summit Rose, you and the friends from down the street and Bubs would go down to Kmart and steal the Hot Wheels.
We stole Hot Wheels?
Yeah, they used to have Hot Wheels in, like, tubs.
I don't remember stealing Hot Wheels. That's funny.
What do you remember?
I used to steal sports cards and the Tiger LCD games.
But that's when you were, like, older. That was, like,
oh, you mean, like, right? Way younger. Yeah. I really don't remember Hot Wheels. No, I don't know if they were the same games. I don't remember. I think I've told you this before. I remember the first time I ever stole was I saw one of my, I don't think them as friends now, but I remember them being friends, you know, like what you would call friends and stuff. And I remember watching my friend just steal a pack of bubble gum, just take it, just pulled it right off the, you know, the shelf and just put it in his pocket. And I think he even like pulled out a piece right there and just started popping it in his mouth and stuff right there and put the package in his, like he just, like he paid for it, but he didn't, you know? And that was the first time I learned how to steal. And I was like, holy shit, you can just do that, you know? So, and of course, you know, it's bad and whatever, but I never really thought of it. And then I think that was the first time I ever witnessed a theft and then became a thief for a while.
How old were you?
I don't remember.
Do you remember where we lived?
Oh my gosh, Summit Rose. No, it was Foothill of the Apartments.
Behind Stan's Liquor?
Where the laundromat.
Yeah.
Res right next door. Yeah.
So was it, you saw him steal from...
Remember that liquor store? Right there?
Yeah.
Right there, yeah.
Okay.
We used to go there and play the arcades all the time.
So you saw him, was it one of the... Remember there were two twins? I think it was two twins, or two brothers and two sisters.
I think it was one sister?
I thought there was two girls.
Oh, you know what? There was two girls.
Mm-hmm. So was it one of those boys?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm
pretty sure it was one of those.
So, let's see. So, if we were living there, I was in kindergarten, first year of kindergarten. So you would have been in first grade.
How young's that? I don't know what first
six.
Grade is. Holy crap, really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, they couldn't be. There's no way.
Yeah. I remember from that time. Well, I remember from Summit Rose, you used to go.
Wait, you would have been six.
No, I would have been five. You would have been six.
Damn it. No, that's weird. I don't think I was that young when that happened.
I mean, that's how old we were when we were living there.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah.
No. I don't know, man. This doesn't sound right. I don't think I was...
Yeah.
No, I thought I was at least like 8 or 9.
Oh, no. No, because we were in foster care when you were 8. No, we were back from foster care by the time...
No, we weren't.
Yeah. Bubba died when I was 7, you were 8. And then we were there for about a year and a half. And then I was 8 going on 9 when we got back with Mom and you were...
So I was 10 and 11.
Yeah, okay. 9, 10.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, you were a baby. You started young.
Jeez. Well, I guess that's why I learned a lot of lessons when I was young.
I remember one time we were at... we were living here in Glendale with Virginia. I don't know if you remember her. She was awful. She never let us like stay in the house on the weekend. She'd always send us to the park or whatever.
No, the park. I love the park. Was she the one that like forced us to church and kneel and all? I hated that so much.
She took us once and then she made us walk every single week.
I don't even remember. Oh, no, I love that walk though.
I remember that walk. Yeah. I liked the grape juice and the cracker, but it was like... It was so weird to me because I was too young to understand. I was like, why would they give us a snack but one that like is just going to make you even hungrier? Like, it was nothing. Like, I wanted more.
Just give me more cracker. I know, I was
like, why did they give you a piece of cracker?
We're like, wait a second, what is this? Is this breakfast? Like,
because I remembered when we were living with Ellie, we'd go to Sunday school and they'd have like a couple of cookies and a like thing of juice. And I was like, what? What is with this chintzy fucking church, you know? I remember on the way back once, on the way back from church, you and I don't know if you remember the foster kid that you, I think you shared a room with him. He was around your age. He was the only one I think that Virginia liked.
Okay.
And there was like a little garage sale in an actual garage. And it was like set up kind of like a little boutique. It was very cute. It looked like they'd actually, like, instead of renting a shop, had actually set up their garage as like a little shop. And so there was like little hair thingies and like toys and stuff like that. And then you didn't want me to come.
Man, I'm such a jerk.
No, you didn't want me to come in because you were going to steal.
Oh, whoa. That makes sense.
But I came in and then I stole something. I stole a banana hair clip. It was turquoise banana hair clip.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I showed it to you because I was like, you don't have to leave me behind. I steal too. And then I showed it to you and you got so mad at me for stealing. And I ended up throwing it in a bush because I was so, like, humiliated.
Aww. No, I wouldn't want you to do bad things, probably, you know.
Do you remember doing that?
No. Well, no. It sort of comes back to me, but I don't have it as a fresh memory kind of a thing.
Another one is when Virginia, for whatever reason, there were enough bikes for all of us. So on the weekends we'd go to the park, we'd like bike over the park. My chain used to
break all the time.
Did it? Oh yeah. I remember walking it more than riding it, but there was a sandwich truck that this guy used to have. And he'd have like, you know, sandwiches on ice and ice cold sodas and candies and stuff. And you and the kid, I don't remember his name. Used to go steal from that truck, and I remember one time, like, and you guys used to steal sandwiches and stuff, and I always wanted a sandwich because I was always hungry. Some things never change. But I didn't have the nerve to try to steal something that big, so I used to steal like the sticks of Jolly Ranchers, and I put them under my shirt. And one time I put a handful of Jolly Ranchers under my sweater, and then I started to like bike away and they fell out from under my sweater. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the look on the guy's face of like total betrayal and hurt. And I just was like, that was the last time I stole anything.
Yeah.
Cause I just couldn't, you know, when you're stealing something as a kid and you don't realize that there are consequences, like, you think, I'm getting this for me. You don't think I'm taking this from someone else.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge, just the look on his face. And then I remember I used to hang out with this girl in junior high who was a klepto. And I don't remember her name, but she used to like to go down to Kmart and steal like makeup and stuff. And she couldn't convince me to steal with her because, like, even though I knew it was like a business, like a corporation, and it wasn't like a person I was stealing from, I was like, I was so tempted because I really wanted, like, I knew we couldn't afford anything. Did you know Mom was a klepto too?
Oh my gosh. So I inherited it.
Yeah.
And then I inspired you.
Yeah, but I learned at age, what, 8, not to do that anymore. Do you remember why you used to steal? Like, what were the thoughts?
I just wanted free stuff. I just wanted it. And that's all. Same thing as when I buy stuff. I just want it. You know?
If I have money, I'll buy it. If I don't have money, I'll take it.
Well, no, back then, I mean, I don't steal. I haven't stolen. So I think I was 18. I might have been 16, but I didn't. No, it was only about want something, take it.
Do you remember why you stopped?
Yeah, I got caught twice.
Oh, right, shoplifting at
Kmart. I think first time was 16, and that was the warning one.
Uh-huh.
Slap on the wrist, and then 18 when they booked me, and they were getting on my finger, but they didn't take me. I think I didn't go to the prison. They almost took me, but to like really scare me, they took my fingerprints and shit, you know? So I was like, well, now they've got me on the record. But I mean, you know, that's what's funny is because what really stopped me from stealing was getting caught a couple of times. I didn't want to go to jail, and that's it. I didn't feel guilty, which is weird to think about now, as I never really thought about it, but I still don't feel guilty that I where the company stuff I stole, I don't
Yeah.
feel company at all. I feel really guilty for stealing Renzi's money.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
always felt guilty for that. And then when I found out he blamed mom, I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, she probably did used to steal money from him.
Maybe, but
I
jeez,
remember when
man.
she told me that like you stole hundreds of dollars from him, and I was just like, is he in trouble? And she was just like, yeah. She wasn't even upset. Like, or I don't know if she was upset when she talked to you about it. When she talked to me about it, she was not even upset.
I don't even remember if we talked about it. We might have, but I don't think I got in trouble for that. Oh man, I think she knew what I spent it on then. And it wasn't hundreds, if I remember right, it was like 140 or something. It could have been hundreds, but I don't
I
think it was.
mean, it was a lot of
It was,
money.
yeah, it was
And I said,
140 is
what
a
did he
lot of
spend it
money.
on? And she's like, at that card store next door. And I remember that was the part that pissed me off the most because I hated rent when we were kids. So I didn't care that you stole from him. But I was like, if I had $140, I wouldn't have spent it on fucking baseball cards.
Oh man, that was an addiction. That was fun though.
Did you feel bad about that in the moment, or did you like feel bad about it later?
I think I felt it bad about it the next day. Well, probably, because I felt it pretty quickly, but I wasn't gonna be able to give it back, and
Right.
so I was like, "Well, mom's gonna have my card," kind of. Like, because I couldn't do anything, you know, I couldn't do it. Even if, I mean, I sh probably should have apologized, but
I know you apologized to him recently.
yeah, what, 40 years later, freaking hell.
You know, I'm sure that, because neither of us was, well, I don't know if you were like, I think you mostly just ignored him. But I was actually like
It's a
actively mean to him.
Oh, really?
Oh, I cringe. I
Wow.
cringe. Mom, like, when she was mad at him, she would say really mean things about him, and then I would repeat them when he would come back. So, like, she used to say that his hair was like a Brillo pad, and so when he'd come back, I'd call him Brillo head.
Oh, I remember that. I didn't know where you got
I got it from her.
from. That's so funny.
And he never
I never
reacted.
understood that. I never understood. Like, I was like, where did you just come? I always thought you were like super clever and
No, I
shit.
was just a fucking asshole, stupid kid. Because
My
he
gosh.
told me that his hair was like a Brillo pad, and then she had to explain to me what a Brillo pad was because I'd never heard of it. It's how often I did dishes, but. No, but yeah, no, she was a little klepto too. She told me she started stealing when she was like three.
What are we learning this from, man? Oh my
Well,
gosh.
so her family was poor too, but also not only that, but her mom was really mean. So she's the first place she ever stole from was Hober's Pharmacy. Yeah,
Really?
they had used to, it was like the late 50s, so they used to have like the penny candies and the 10-cent candies. And she used to steal those, and then she got older and she used to start like stealing clothes and stuff. And there was this boutique that was where it's like across from the park in Sunland where SunThrift is now. And like up on the top part where like Ralph's is, there was like a fashion boutique, and
It's about mom. It was mom.
mom used to steal clothes from this woman when she was a teenager, and she went and she was like, she knew that I was stealing, and she never stopped me and she never shamed me.
Wow.
Yeah, she knew that I would go in there and steal,
Oh, it's so cool.
and I think she went back like years later and apologized. Do you know
I
that?
do not know that,
You
but it
don't know
makes
this.
sense.
The best story she ever told me about stealing was she was at the mall, and Renz had wandered off somewhere, and somebody had left these boxes of figurines, like glass, like really nice figurines, like just, I don't know, around. I think it must not have been in a store or something. But she just started taking them, just like armfuls of figurines. She just walked away with them. And I was just like,
I didn't know she was so cool.
And this was when she was older. This was like when you and I were...
When she was a grown woman with kids and yeah. teenagers and shit.
Well, no. This was when we were in foster care.
Oh, was it?
So, because I asked her, what did you do when we weren't together? And so part of it was she was in the mental hospital, and then part of it, like, she and Renz used to... they lived in his car for a while, and they used to, like, dine and dash all the time.
I remember that. I didn't hear any deep stories of dine and dash. I just heard about a lot of dine and dashing.
There was one where back in the day, you used to get your gas, and then you'd pay for it based on how much gas you took. I always say that the reason they changed that is because of people like Mom and Renz. Because they used to, like, gas and go. They just wouldn't pay.
Yeah. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
She said one time the owner of the gas station, it was like a mom and pop place, not like a Chevron or whatever. Mm-hmm. He got into a car and started chasing them with a shotgun.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think you might have mentioned that in the past at some point.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But did he ever shoot at them?
I don't think he shot at them. No, I think he was more, like, I think he was pissed. He was pissed.
Yeah.
I'm sure they weren't the only people who stole from him, but,
they probably got sick of every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But so I asked her, what did you do with the figurines? And she was like, I just give them away as gifts. And I was just like, so...
That's right.
She'd give her to, like, Sam's awesome. Family member. Like, she's like, I just gave them to, like, my sisters and, like, probably went to my mom. And I was just like, and here she's like, here I am homeless. And I'm giving out these priceless figurines. And nobody asks me a question about, like, where I got them or how I was able to afford them.
Well, I never would have thought of that either. That is so freaking funny. Well, I mean, how do you know she didn't have an excuse, you know?
No, she told me. She was just like, they didn't even ask.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hey, they got a gift. You know, I mean, whatever.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, we come by it, honestly, our dishonesty.
So, we were our whole family, a bunch of thieves. I kind of, you know, I mean, especially with what's happened in 2020, I want to be a thief again.
Oh my god. I was like literally early last year when I was like out of work and I was running out of my savings. I was like legit like thinking about like how to rob a bank and get away with it.
Oh, we talked about
yeah.
that. Yeah. I forgot we
But That's I was so like, because you don't have to threaten anyone, you don't need a weapon. But I picked up some good tips on TV, or not TV, on the internet, on YouTube.
Of course.
So one of them is that the reason people get caught, because they rarely get caught, but they get caught because they get lazy. So what they do is their first job, they like take far away from where they live.
All right, let's not give our secrets away. let's get to the non-secret stuff. The stuff we're not planning to do together. Let's go forward a little
bit. There was this, like, little old man who was, like, he had robbed, like, 16 banks or something like that.
Little old...
And what had happened was he had, like, started out, like, in, like, a couple of cities away. And then as time went on, he got closer. Like, he just got lazy. Like, he didn't want to go as far. Mm-hmm. And, like,
he was getting away with it.
But he's only getting away with, like, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000.
Really? About a bank?
Yeah, because...
Oh, he's just doing the register.
They're not going into the vault. Yeah, they're just going to one person.
We gotta do a vault. All right, look, we can't keep giving... This is a wrong recording to give our plans away.
But I was seriously thinking about, like, what bank can I go to? That is, like... I was like, I'm gonna get on a bus. I'm gonna go somewhere far. I'm gonna fucking rob the place. And then I'm gonna, like, go home. And then it's just like, you know, like, I was literally like weighing the pros and cons of like, okay, if I only get away with like a couple of $1,000, then I'm going to have to go back and do it again, like soon. And like, is it worth the risk of getting caught? Because if you get caught, that's years in jail.
I don't know. I would go down in a shootout.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't want to hurt anybody.
No, I don't. No, I don't mean at the bank. I mean, if cops found out where I was, I would make them kill me. At least I'd try. I'd be really hard as a white dude, but, you know, I would do my best.
It's the only appropriate time for blackface.
Oh, my. Oh, fuck. That was hardcore. Oh, my gosh. Jeez, you gotta say that again. I'm just kidding. Don't say that. That was pretty damn funny. Wow. All right. Do you need more water? You want me to grab us a bottle of water?
I like to have water.
Oh. Such a peasant.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna take a minute break. I'll be back. I'm gonna get some water. Yeah, I know. All right, so we're back. Probably took a little bit longer than expecting.
I don't think the audio listener will be able to tell.
So we were talking about...
I have another story, another mom story.
Okay, hold on, because we got to continue and finish the bank robbing story.
Oh, right.
We were talking about being poor and getting to the point of needing to rob a bank.
Well, it's that or get a job.
And at this point, we're like, fuck a job.
I was so fried from my last couple of jobs. I just couldn't, mm-hmm. I just couldn't even, I went on Indeed after you and I talked about me getting like a part-time job.
What's Indeed?
Indeed. It's like a job hosting place. It's where I got my last job. Well, not my last job. It's where I got...
The temp one?
Age of Learning. No, the temp one, I finally, like, thought about it because had been signed up with temp agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I could sign up. But I got one job from them in, like, 4 months.
And have you called them, then?
Oh, no, not since Corona. Mm,
that would probably be why.
Not since COVID. No, but before that. Like, I was signed up for them 3 months, and I think I got one job out of it.
Well, I would still call them back. I mean, whatever, you know.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. So the bank robbery, and I forget why I wanted to go back to that. I had some, I think I had something funny to say, and then, you know, that was while we were walking back in, so I lost it. It's gone. So you said you had the next topic, and I forget what it was.
Oh no, it's the same topic. It was it was another mom story.
Okay.
So it was the best pizza mom ever had. So she and Ren's. I think they had, so when they were both homeless, so they'd get vouchers to stay in, like, these seedy motels.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time they're at the seedy motel and they order a pizza and they only have a $100 bill and the guy doesn't have change. So they're like, well, go get, leave the pizza, go get change. When you come back, we'll give you the money and you can give us change and we'll be done. And he didn't want to leave the pizza, but you know, mom. So she just like was at the guy until she's like, you know where we are. You can just come back. Like, we're not going anywhere. So finally this kid, probably 16, probably his first job, probably his first day, goes to get change. He comes back and he's knocking and they won't open the door, but he knows they're in there cause they can't stop laughing. Like, they have the giggles. They were probably high as shit. Mm-hmm. But the pizza was a Hawaiian pizza with cherries on it, maraschino cherries. Mm. And she said it was the only time that she'd ever had pizza from a place that added maraschino cherries. It was the best pizza she'd ever had, and she got it for free.
Was that not Giamello's?
It wasn't. No, it was. I don't think it was. I think it was like probably in Hollywood or something. Mm. Yeah, no, she said, man, you could never find a place after that that added cherries to their Hawaiian pizza.
And
or to their pizza in general.
Well, I guess she could have gone back and apologized and given him some extra money for a pizza she stole. Oh, man. One sec.
A lot of amends to make if she had ever, like, done the process. The 12-step process.
Oh, that reminds me. I still haven't finished that show, Mother or Mom.
Mom.
Yeah. I haven't finished it. I think I was getting... I just lost a move on it.
Yeah, me too.
You said you finished it, though, didn't you?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I keep thinking you
finished it. I stopped watching on the episode where that girl gained a bunch of weight and then lost it immediately.
Oh yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
There was like conversation in like my social media about like putting actors in fat suits, and mm-hmm. it was about that show on Netflix with that girl who like she loses a bunch of weight and she gets really sexy and then she like starts to get revenge on all her like the people who were mean to her when she was fat.
Your typical bully story.
Yeah, but people were like up in arms about it because she had been wearing a fat suit, and I'm just like, I mean, I get it. But anyway, the point is, like, I had that in my head, and then I'm watching this mom show, and I see this very, very thin actress come in, and she's all chubby, and I was like, oh, okay, so she's gonna be thin by the end of the episode, or maybe, like, two or three episodes out. And I was just like, I already know how this is gonna go. I don't need to watch this.
Why don't... I think I forget... You probably explained that to me, but I think I forget why that makes you mad or upset, because... They're not. Oh, I think it's. I think it. I don't know. Shouldn't it matter on the content though? The context, the story, the narrative more than, because like it would make sense to have the same actor if, like, instead of having them gain weight, like kind of like what's the guy didn't? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah, you know? But
the difference. Well, first the difference is that he actually gained the weight, and yeah, no, then he actually lost the weight, and then he actually put the.
And I'm sure that was his own goal and personal thing yeah. that he wanted to do for a show. But what I mean is. Not everybody has the time to do that. Nobody, you know, whatever.
I just think it's lazy writing to put on a fat suit because you can't think of a storyline for someone.
Oh.
And I'm just like, I watch enough shows where, like, I'm just like, I really like this show, and all of a sudden here's a fat joke, and I'm like,
yeah,
I don't need to be the punchline in every show.
Well, that's what I was asking specifically, if it were good narrative, good story, made sense.
Yeah, like the show on Netflix didn't bother me really because that the whole premise of the show is that she loses weight. So of course she starts out in a fat suit. It wouldn't make sense otherwise.
But wait, so that confused me. So it wasn't like a live lose weight thing or whatever.
Oh, no,
it
no.
Was
it was
a story.
No, it was a scripted series.
Okay. So I'm not familiar with it. I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, yeah. It was very stupid, and I felt really bad because a friend of mine's daughter is one of the main characters. Not the main character, she's like the main character's best friend. And my friend is so sweet. she's the one who told me to shut my whore mouth.
That's such a good line.
And I just thought that was the funny, just coming from her, this like middle-aged, like the sweetest,
right?
Middle-aged, like everybody's mom, just telling me to shut my whore mouth. It was the funniest thing that has probably ever happened to me. But so her daughter is on the show. And so
why, I forget.
I wanted to
she,
like it.
Why did she just, tell you that?
She dumb. Oh, I just came up and I was like, she was, so there was a show at a comedy club that I used to work at, and she was hosting, and she was talking to one of the comedians that was coming up, and I was like, can I talk to you for a second? And I don't even remember why. I was probably gonna tell her something. She goes, no, why don't you just shut your whore mouth?
Just randomly out of the blue?
And which was why it was so funny. First of all, it was hilarious coming from her, who is just like this.
Did she know you when you did that?
Yeah, she's just like...
She's just this, messing around.
She's, her whole persona is just this sweet, motherly, like, kind of dirty comedian, and she's just, off stage, she's just the nicest, and on stage, she's like the same on stage and off stage, but her jokes are kind of dirty. But she's, like, she talks about, like, being middle-aged and, like, her lady parts and stuff. But, I mean, that's not all her jokes. That was just the funniest, yeah. Just coming from her, she had never said anything remotely, like, unpleasant to anybody that I had ever, like, seen her interact with or me. You know, like, she's just, like, this, yeah. So, to have that come from her... it was just, like, I immediately, like, burst into laughter. And I think the comedian that she was talking to that I interrupted them was wondering why I was laughing so hard because she had only met her that night and she had no context for the fact that she's never said anything like that before in her life. And she said it to me in that moment. It was just the funniest thing ever. But anyway, her daughter is on that show. And I really wanted to like it, but I just didn't. And I think it's just something about, like, the tone that I didn't like. Mm. But the reason that it was, like, controversial is because the actress is in a fat suit instead of just getting a fat actress or just writing a more creative story, you know?
Well, I'm curious now. I'm my solution. Now, here's the thing. Is like, people cast for a reason, right? They want the look, not just the look, but also the actual acting.
Yeah.
The voices. Whatever, how they speak and, you know, all that kind of the mannerisms, right?
Yeah.
Good actor, whatever. So let's say that they know who they want and they're like, all right, well, we either put a fat suit on her, or we get something that's fatter that looks like her and have a step in thing. Wouldn't that be just as bad? Well, if not worse, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that's not what happened. So,
no, I'm curious.
They've never, like, aside from Charlize Theron, they've never, like, made a good-looking actress unattractive just because they want to have a show about an unattractive person.
Wait, that wasn't my question.
You're saying they want to hire her because she's...
No, I'm saying if instead of the fat suit, they got somebody that looks like her for a scene or whatever, she's just there for...
Oh, okay. Okay, so like in Shallow Hal.
But it's not the same actress, and you always will see the difference.
Yeah, so in Shallow Hal, the actress... So Gwyneth Paltrow is the thin one.
I forgot about it. I haven't seen that in a long time.
And then they have an actress who looks very similar to Gwyneth, but she's heavier.
I thought that was her.
Yeah, no. Wow. Well, no, actually, I think they... Nope, sorry. They got a bigger actress to play the stunt double. I remember them talking about her.
Hmm.
But no, she was in a fat suit. I think... I can't remember. She was... I think she was... Now I can't remember.
Well, why were we talking about that movie?
No, she was in a fat suit. Oh, I was going to say, because, like, they had a separate actress. And, like, so... I don't mind stories about fat people, and I don't mind stories... comedies based around fat people, and I don't mind necessarily the idea of, like, somebody, like, a character losing weight... what bothers me is when there's a lazy, done to death, same story I've seen a million times. Like when Jamie Presley walked into the set on Mom and she was chubby. Well, no, actually, before she even stepped foot, they're talking about, oh, we haven't seen What's Her Face in a while. I wonder what's happening. I was like, she's going to come in a fat suit. I just fucking knew it. I had seen it so many times. I just fucking knew it. She was like, it's like a very special episode where like Zach Morris dates a girl in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, there's an
I mean, I don't, that one was, the episode was focused around it and it gave a bunch of different points of view. It gave the points of view of him looking at her in the, that his way, right? And then her looking at him her way. And then the observers looking at them both of their ways, you know?
What are we talking about?
The person in a wheelchair. It wasn't like, there was an actual full story around it. It wasn't just like a 2 minute, let's feel bad for people in a wheelchair or let's not feel bad for them. You know, there was
the Saved by the Bell episode?
Yeah.
Oh no, that was entirely like, super like just generic bland.
It was, one, but one it was episode. Still good.
Like there was an episode of Mr. Belvedere where the son, I think he has to go to the prom or some school dance with this fat girl, and he's like not happy about it. And then by the end of
it, almost every show did that.
Yeah, that's every what I'm show. Saying. That's what Married I'm saying.
Married with Children, man. Do you remember what was it? I can't remember the group of the women's group name. Something Mom, I think. I don't know. But okay, so what are you saying?
That's what I'm saying is I've seen it times. Yeah. And it's lazy. It's for a cheap joke that has been done a million times.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Now, I get you there, but that made you hate the whole show.
No, it didn't make me hate the whole show. It just made me kind of...
Disappointed and frustrated.
Lose interest. Like, okay, so something else that, like... And by the way, like, I'm very sensitive. Like... Mm-hmm. I have strangers stop me on the street to give me, like, diet tips, you know, so...
Are you for real?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I used to, when I worked
at Goodwill, like... Oh, you know what kind of diet you could go? Like, just really? Just randomly?
Yeah. I should just say, like, you know what's a really good exercise? Fucking shutting your mouth.
You should tell them, based on what you look like, no.
But I would never, like, and it's always, like, people who are, like, genuinely well-meaning. Like, they genuinely mean well. Mm. But, like, I like to think that I'm a person inside of a
What's
body.
Wrong with you?
Not a body with...
What do you think you are? Why do you think you're so special?
And then I...
Snowflake over here.
Not a person who just only thinks about what I look like 100% of the time.
Oh, my God.
How can I lose weight? And how can... Like, I've been fat for, like, 30 years. Like, if I had wanted to figure it out, I'm pretty sure I fucking could have. By now. But...
If you were serious about it.
You know, so I've... It's taken me a long time to come to terms with the fact that I look the way I look. It's probably not going to change anytime soon, if ever. And I just have to kind of be okay with this.
Well, I am perfectly fine with the way you look. I think you're awesome.
Thank you.
And beautiful. And I think it's... I said, I'm still like... People come up to you and just offer diets.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know, oh, I can tell you...
What's wrong with these people?
We'll do that on another episode. Oh, but yeah, there's so many stories. But the point was... The point was, like, I'll be watching my favorite, like, show. Like, there's a show, like, Scrubs, that is, like, one of my favorite shows. And then I'm just watching an episode and just laughing. And then all of a sudden, here's a fat joke. Yeah. And it's not because it's, like, thought out or clever or
just
whatever.
A random
it's just,
fat joke.
Yeah. Oh, what else can we joke about? Here's a fat person. Boom. You know, it's just, like, it's so...
I remember when it was... Well, I mean... It's been a mix, too. But I remember when it was more heavily towards the blonde jokes. I remember blonde jokes were constant. Oh, my gosh. Everybody I knew, everybody, all everywhere was just blonde jokes.
Yeah. Well, when I was in junior high, it was blonde jokes and Yo Mama jokes. And Yo Mama jokes are fat
God,
jokes.
God, I hate you. No, not all of them. A lot of... I would say half and half are racist and half are
yeah.
prejudiced.
Yeah. They're
and,
all
and the
awful.
Other, the other half
They're
are fat
fucking
jokes.
Fucking
yeah,
awful.
Yeah. Yo Mama's.
Very
that's
creative,
why
but
I love like I rarely I tell people when I'm like I rarely actually heard a smart one of those jokes. They're, you almost it's one out of a million.
Yeah.
And I never remember them. I don't think, like, oh, I should say that one. I should start trying to do that. I should start looking for, like, an actual good yo mama joke. But anyways.
So my point was, like, it just took me out of the show. It took me out of...
Yeah.
It took me away from empathizing with the characters and caring about them. And it was like,
it was one episode, and it was one piece that was bad.
But it made me distrust the writers.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, so similar... A similar issue, but a completely different... reason. I was watching the Rapunzel animated series on Disney.
They have a series?
Oh, yeah. And the first, I think I've only gotten through like part of the second season. But so there's an episode where Rapunzel promises to help this kid, and then he comes to her for help, but she is in a position where she can no longer help him. She can't just stop what she's doing and go help him. So she's like, I'm so sorry. I just can't do it. He goes away all upset, and she's all upset because she had to say no because she has this other pressing issue. Completely fine. Great writing, lots of tension, all the feels, crying and everything. The end of the episode, she's sitting in a window seat with her, like, in her pajamas, and just, like, Finn comes in. Finn? I think that's his name.
Finn or Flynn.
Flynn. Yeah, Flynn comes in, and he's like, how are you doing? How are you holding up? That was pretty intense. She's like, I just feel so bad for breaking my promise. You know, I just couldn't help him. And I'm just like, bitch, why are you in your pajamas? Get on a fucking horse, you know? And she, so I'm just like, okay, maybe in the next episode. The next episode is about her having art block. She's having painter's block.
Oh my gosh.
And she's feeling guilty about the fact that she couldn't help that kid. I'm like, he still needs help. Go fucking help him now. And I was, so it was that kind of like,
pretty bad writing.
It was like, it just made me not trust. It was so distracting, and it made me not trust the writers. And so I stopped watching the show. That's I even funny. Tried to go back, and I was like, I'm just going to watch around that issue and just not think about it. But she kept bringing it up about how she had to, like, make these hard decisions. I was like, you could still help him. Go fucking help him. His dad is still encased in a fucking crystal. Just go fucking help him now. I was just like, oh, God. So it's just a matter of, like, being able to trust the writers. Like, I didn't stop watching Scrubs because there were a couple of fat jokes throughout all the six seasons. Mm. I didn't stop watching, I really love, like, 30 Rock and the way that they, like, handled Jenna's weight gain. And she was in a fat suit. And that didn't bother me because even though the whole point was we're gonna make Jenna fat for a couple of episodes and then she's gonna lose all the weight. Mm-hmm. They were making a point with that storyline. The point was, I think Jack says at one point, you either have to be really fat or you have to be really thin. You can't be in between is not funny. So Jenna like gained the weight like kind of honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of started losing the weight, honestly. Like, yeah. She, like, both without, like, really realizing it or focusing on it. But when Liz is like, no, you gotta stay fat for feminism. And she's just like, listen, I just really like the attention of being thin, and I'm just not giving this up. So, to me, that had a point. Like, that was good writing. It wasn't bad writing. Like, there's also, like, we joked about blackface earlier, which was probably going to get us canceled if anybody ever listens to this. But there's an episode where they do blackface.
No, that was pretty freaking funny. I don't remember the whole thing, but...
So Tracy wears whiteface and Jenna wears blackface because they have decided that... she decided that being a woman is harder than being black, and he said that being black is harder than being a woman. So... Oh, yeah, well...
Which one? What was this? Was this the 30 Rock?
30 Rock, yeah. It's Tracy and Jenna.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I can't remember how that goes. Go ahead.
So he's wearing whiteface, she's wearing blackface, and they're both
that was terrible.
Behaving in the most stereotypically,
yep.
Like, offensively stereotypical ways. And my favorite part of that is that he is wearing this giant claw glove from props because he used up all the white paint on his butt. He ran out and he didn't have enough for his hand.
Oh my gosh.
He was wearing the blonde wig.
Yeah, I remember the blonde wig.
So a lot of people don't like that episode because...
I think I forgot.
So you think it's like it's controversial?
Tina Fey talked about it.
Yeah,
I forgot. I think they removed it from the.
Did they?
From something. They completely, like, you know, whatever. I think they had it on Hulu at the time, and I think they removed that episode.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
I know it's controversial, but
they did it good.
That's what I think. Like, yeah. I think that you can joke about things as long as there's a point. So, like, when I see, like, a joke, like, okay, so.
And a good one, not a bad one.
it didn't make me mistrust the writers.
Imagine if a member
like,
wrote it.
Like, when they're setting up the conversation, I'm just like, oh, I know where this is going. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this is going to be bad. Like, I was tense.
Oh, I know, I was the same
way. I was ready the first time I saw it. I was just like, oh, no. And then they're both so goddamn ridiculous. And so, they're like, it's like so over the top offensive that, like, I just couldn't help but laugh, and, like, obviously, I'm not the person, I'm female, so I get the feminist part, and that makes me laugh. I'm not black, so I can't say it's not offensive, because I, like, speaking from a place of, like, I'm not the target of that joke.
Watching the show. Yeah.
But I don't think the target of the joke was feminists or black people. I think it was Jenna and Tracy being so fucking stupid and myopic.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think there'd be some of that other stuff thrown in.
Oh, you think?
I don't remember. I haven't seen the episode in a long time. Yeah, I think it was... What did I get you? I don't know.
Oh, my God. They don't start acting like each other. Like, he doesn't act like Jenna. He acts like a stereotypical woman.
Yes,
exactly. She doesn't act like Tracy. She acts like...
Which she thinks is a black dude.
Dude from the 70s. Pimp from, like, a blaxploitation movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible. But, like, I don't know. Like I said, you could tell it wasn't meant to offend anybody as far as the way it was written. Like, you could tell there was nothing in it that was directed.
Well, and I didn't feel like it was lazy. Like, I didn't feel I didn't feel like, what are we going to do this week? Here's a quick, lame joke that we could do. Like,
I think it makes sense the way you said it now that I think about it, because there was no directed, like, target of those. You were right. It was more about Tracy and Jenna themselves as characters.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, and
I didn't really get it until I was like, oh.
And I'm not saying that if somebody got offended by that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But just for me personally, like, being able to see that the joke isn't on the stereotype. Like, that's what bothers me, is when the target is the person that is, like, the minority, essentially, right? Like, the person who is oppressed.
It was just well written.
Yeah,
because it's you'd have to see it, and then again, like you said, some people you couldn't blame somebody for being offended.
Yeah,
but just especially in comparison to anything else that gets into that kind of topic, it's usually terrible. So that was pretty cool.
And I like I've had enough of like very special episodes to last me a fucking lifetime. So that's why when I saw that on Mom, I was just like, no. And I love Jimmy Presley. Like, I love her on My Name Is Earl. And I really liked her on that show up until that point. And I'm sure I would like it if I could get past that episode. Like, if I went back and watched the show, I'd probably just skip that episode. It just bugged me. It just hit me the wrong way.
It's okay. So, and I don't want to cut you off or anything, but we got around 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had topics, and I forget. what was the first one? We got into a lot of thievery. That's what happened.
I just wanted to, like, go at our childhoods from my perspective versus your perspective, because we experienced...
I think we had mostly finished that one topic.
Yeah.
And did you remember what would be next? If we could have something, and we'd have to make sure we can't get too deep into it. For now.
Oh, for now?
Yeah. Because some of it probably long. No. We did go off on TV show stuff a bit much.
I mean, I kind of, like, guided most of the conversation. Is there something you want to talk about?
No, we do. That's why I wanted to do this, too, because what I was expecting was that's what would happen, is we would just talk like we normally do when we actually go and sit in the living room and chat with each other and stuff. So, no.
I want to know your take on, like, foster care, particularly, like, because I know that we were in four different foster homes. I want to know, like, do you remember anything specific about Virginia, living with Virginia, and...
Oh, I always forget who it was by name. Like, you always have to remind me. So far as I can remember, you always think of Virginia as the bitchy one.
She was one of those, like, stereotypical, like, you hear about, like, somebody who's a foster parent because they get money from the government. And so she wanted to have as many kids in the house as possible at all times. She never wanted to spend any money on us.
There's a few things I can remember from there, and I think we've talked about before, but... one is, I remember that was the foster home where she would have the kids. It was usually the girls, and I remember, I think I learned how to do it, but they made all the girls do it, the hand washing with the big bucket and the scrubber thing.
I never had to do that. Do you know why?
Why?
Because anytime anybody approached me at Virginia's, so the foster home before that, I was severely abused, and when we left, I was like, nobody's gonna lay a fucking hand on me ever again. This is like 8-year-old me. And I was like, so at Virginia's, if anybody even came at me, like, mildly aggressively, I would start screaming. I would run into my room. I would lock the door. And I would kick the door and scream until I was sure that they were gone away.
Wow.
And I shared the room.
I know. I think I remember maybe having seen it once. I don't know. Or I've been really good at picturing it since you told me about it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's why they didn't make you wash the clothes.
She didn't even want to talk to me. Like, if anybody, like, even approached me, I would start screaming. But, like, my roommate was the sweetest girl ever. She was, like, probably, like, I think around 11, 12, 13. And she was always doing, like, she's always ironing. And she showed me the blister she'd get from the fucking iron. And, like, oh, I remember one time I came in from school and she had her hand in a cup of water. She had burned herself. And she's, like, ironing and, like, having her hand in a cup of water at the same time. And I was just, like, I thought she was Virginia's real daughter because I was, like, who else would voluntarily help her with housework? And she was, like, no. I think her family was from Puerto Rico.
Hmm.
So I don't know how she ended up with Virginia, but I think she was like, no, she's Mexican and I'm Puerto Rican, or whatever. At that age, like, people would tell me different countries and they'd get all mixed up in my head.
I still don't know them. I don't really care.
I mean, I care now. Like, if somebody tells me where they're from, I'll remember. But at the time, everybody was Mexican who spoke Spanish, whether they were from Spain or South America, completely different continents. And but when they would, it was kind of like saying, oh, I'm not Californian, I'm from Tahunga. You know, like, to me, I didn't get the distinction. You know, like, that was in my head. I didn't understand. Like, why do you need to tell me what city you're from? Like, I didn't get it. Like, I was not good at geography.
Yeah.
But no, she was the sweetest. And, like, I would go in, and if anybody would approach me, I'd go do my screaming fit. And then she would come tap on the door. Can I come in? And she was, like, older than me and bigger than me. But she was, like, she wouldn't, like, never force herself in there.
Mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
She was very nice. I remember, like, especially the first night, like, making sure that she was asleep before I let myself fall asleep. Because I was so used to having somebody, like, bully me every waking moment. And, like... At that previous foster home, I wasn't allowed to fall asleep before my foster sister that I shared a room with. So, like, if she thought I was asleep, she would say my name and wake me up. So we started talking about my experience again. So, what was your impression of Virginia?
Well, just the laundry scrubbing, there was a couple, like, two major things and then the other thing, but, so the two major things I remember was the laundry bucket thing. Second one was a night where there were just gunshots all just nonstop for, like, a couple minutes.
Was it, like, a holiday?
A what?
A holiday?
No. That was where we lived. That was the area.
We lived in Glendale.
And we were in a gang territory. You remember the park we used to go through?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of graffiti.
A lot of drug dealers were there.
Really?
Oh, I saw gangs everywhere, especially in school there. There's all gangs all over the place. Yeah.
I don't remember. Well, I didn't know about gangs at the time.
I don't. I'm assuming something like that must be different for guys, because they were everywhere.
But I also didn't have friends.
I don't know. I mean. I had a few friends, but no, there were gangs everywhere. So anyways, I remember like one night, just lots of gunshots, and we had to get down below the windows.
Oh, I think I might remember that too.
I'll never forget that.
That's so crazy. Weird. I completely forgot about that until you mentioned it. I think we were watching TV.
Yeah.
It was like, out get down,
get below the windows, get behind the door. Like,
wow. I remember being irritated that we had to do that.
Or watch the TV, right? No, because it wasn't like, you know, we'll hear one gunshot, two gunshots, whatever, sometimes, rarely hear. But I mean, yeah. We, in areas we've been before, we'd hear them sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, it was lots. Like, it was a lot of gunfire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why I remember that one. but I also was very aware of the gangs that were there in that area. Like, we used to walk straight through gang territory.
I didn't even know what a gang was until I was probably like 10 or 11. I probably learned about gangs from an after school special or something.
That's funny. Beverly Hills 90210.
Or like Babysitter's Club. I don't know.
Yeah. And the other thing I remember was the park, because even though it was scary, like I loved going there. They had played a couple times out on the park hoops.
Oh, the basketball
court. Yeah. But, you know, it was always used. The chains were always broken and shit, which wasn't a big deal. We always had this thing, like, the chain was broken, you don't want to use that. I don't know why, it was just this thing, right? It was really weird. There was a gym, like, right next to the park or on the park or whatever. It was, like, a basketball gym there. So we used to go in there and play. And that was where my bike chain would always break. I think at one point it eventually got so loose that you couldn't even put it back on again. Like, mm-hmm. it just would not work. But I'll never forget that freaking bike, man. Every time, man, put the chain back on, chain comes right off. You start pedaling. Oh my gosh.
What was your impression of school there?
I mix a couple of them up because I'll never forget a school. I think it was the other one, the one where we were kind of on a farm.
You were on a farm?
Well, it wasn't a farm, but like when we took care of chickens, they had, I think I told you this before. I didn't have to go out all the time.
Oh,
but they taught
Mrs.
me how
Lewis.
To do that. Yeah, Mrs. Lewis. And I would go out, they taught me how to get eggs from a chicken.
Yeah.
In the morning. You had to get up super early. I'm so glad they didn't make me do it all the time, though. But, you know, I think I did like two or three times, maybe.
I thought you did it because you were like interested in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, you were supposed to help.
You know what? Actually, maybe I was. I might have been.
Yeah, because Mr. Lewis.
I think
kind
I thought
of, like...
it was a chore, though, and that's why I didn't do it. Oh. I don't know. I don't remember. I must have been, though. I must have been interested.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, because they didn't force us to do anything. Yeah. No, they were like, duh. I'm so used to thinking that kind of, but no, they were cool. I don't remember them that much. But so I mix up that school, I think, sometimes.
Oh, Brainerd. That was school. Awful. No, it's awful. I hate that.
I think the one in the gangish territory, it was not super hardcore, but, you know, it was gang territory. I think that was the one where I actually, they grouped us up in a class, science class, and I actually... We, like, made a light bulb light through, like, wires or something. No, like, connect to a wall or anything. We just... Uh-huh.
Was it connected to a potato?
It might have been. I don't remember. I think it was something else, but it might have been a potato.
Maybe
might
a
have
line?
Been. Might have, it was something, right? Like, I don't remember. I just remember the light coming on and being like, whoa. I can't believe that actually worked, you know? Like, that was funny. But, yeah, I know I can always picture it. I can always picture the little thing we made, because you had to make like a thing inside a cardboard and hook up all this stuff and whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I don't have a lot of memory. We've talked about this a couple of times, and you have way more memories of these places than I do.
I don't know if that's true. I just think the memories that I have are
so traumatic,
like stories that I've told myself so many times. That I, like, because I don't remember a lot. I just remember, like, maybe three or four things from each place.
Mm.
Obviously, like, the one we were there for a long time, I remember that one more, because there was more stuff.
Which one was that? I thought, well, no, weren't we with Illy the most? Oh, that's the one? You can't even say her name. Wow, that's horrible.
That's not Illy's, it's not Illy's name, I don't want to say.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, you could, well, there, anyways. Yeah. Well, Is there, since we, maybe we can say that for another time, but there's not a whole lot left on that, but we do have like a whole nother foster home we can talk a little bit about.
Oh my God, yeah.
But so, but is there anything, because I mean, I wouldn't mind staying, but it's good to end it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So for our last few minutes, is there anything simple that we could talk about real quick? Like, I don't know.
No, we can just end it early.
All right, we're going to end it now. Thank you for listening. Hi, Dark Alchemy.
Thank you, Dark Alchemy. I don't know why you want to listen to us.
And whoever else might happen to listen as well.
Just Dark Alchemy.
We will record this another time.
So we should just send it to him directly.
I might. Our plan is, I talked to my sister tonight about this, and I was telling her how, like, I've always wanted to do a podcast, and friends have asked me to do a podcast for a really long time, and I haven't been able to figure out how to do it on my own, because when it comes down to it, I have too many thoughts that ramble through my brain constantly, and I just can't pick something. And it's rare for me to get down and focus and write anything, and even with game reviews or whatever. It's lately, anyways. There was a time years ago where I could easily, I mean, I wrote 200 articles in a month, you know?
Yeah, like, that was crazy.
I think it might have even been 2 weeks. I don't know, whatever. But just not like that anymore. So I asked my sister if she would want to do some podcast stuff with me, just us doing regular conversations sometimes, and we would think about a topic that maybe want to talk to. Anyway, so the initial plan is we would do this once a week. Now maybe as a starter thing, we might do this a little more often as we get started, and if we're in the mood to do it.
Yeah, because we can record like maybe daily, and then
if we
we're
want
both
to,
awake
if
at the same time,
yeah,
and then release it once a week.
Interesting.
And that way, if we miss a day or a week,
we'll see how that goes. Anyways, that's our plan for now. So anyways, thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. You want to say bye-bye real quick?
Bye-bye.